Big fatty girls, boys, and my non-binary babes, welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. I'm so happy to have you here. So today, we have a very special episode, guys. We have same old, Jack Remington. He doesn't need too much of an intro because he's literally up my arse at all times. But our second guest of today is very special because Mama has just landed straight from LA. It is Shay Durazzo.
Hopped on the plane at LAX.
As in Shay's, I don't think you realise Shay's commitment to this. He just got off the plane.
An hour ago.
Yes.
Well, from right over there.
It's literally there from Heathrow to the pod. Yeah. That's iconic. I love
I'm
you, baby.
I'm honored to be here.
How was the flight?
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
I cried to an arrangement of Disney films.
That doesn't sound like you at all. That's crazy. One thing about Shay.
Oh, my God.
Is if we're at Disney World or anything Disney related... The what tears will stream.
As in?
No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana was written about him.
Yeah. Shall we talk about Disney then?
Yeah.
We may as well.
We're getting right into it.
Let's get right into it. Disney World.
God, okay.
Let's discuss.
Walt Disney World.
A little bit about me. My boyfriend works at Disney.
Right. He's trying to claim this now as...
Okay.
Oh, it's just because I have this emotional connection.
No.
Mark has had a job there for about 3 minutes. You have been going 3 times a week since you were -7.
Agreed.
Right. I can't
hear
the Disney adult allegations. I'm Mickey Mouse.
But like, have you always loved? Yeah, you are Mickey Mouse.
You are Mickey Mouse. You're Minnie.
Dickie
Come
Mouse.
On, please, yeah, isn't it? Dickie Mouse.
Who said that?
No, but you at Epcot fireworks.
Right.
Is something... Oh, my God.
There's like... there was wine involved. I've never been
There's always wine.
There's always wine involved.
Never been sober, period.
No.
Never been sober at Disneyland. And
at Disneyland. Never been sober.
Period.
Period. End of
right now, you're about, what, 8 mimosas deep from the flight?
Just, yeah, 9.
Good. Why have 8 when you could have 9?
Yeah. No, it's just, I don't know, they start playing, like, that one Hercules song gets me every time.
Go the distance.
No. For me, it was, they called me Poco Loco.
Oh, yeah, anything from Coco.
Don't get me started on Coco, bitch.
Why?
I just cry at Disney movies. But uncontrollably.
Ernesto de la Cruz.
You are not on my ofrenda.
Guys, wait.
We've
got to talk about the ofrenda.
We need to talk about the ofrenda. So basically, if you watch Coco, right, it is possibly the greatest Disney movie ever.
It is my favorite
film ever.
It's so good.
And basically, they have this thing where, what is the ofrenda?
So
and how do we explain the ofrenda?
So it's like a thing.
Our bilingual king.
Yeah.
Bisexual, bilingual, biracial.
Yes. Right. Well, yes.
All three of those are true.
Yeah.
So basically, it's that the concept is on Dia de los Muertos, which is like Day of the Dead.
Say it again, Mama.
We can't get her nipples any harder.
No, we don't wear them any harder than they already are. They'll poke my eye out. Put your Ernesto de la Cruz away.
These are at the top of the ofrenda.
Get to the point, guys. The point of the ofrenda is that people who are remembered, i.e. like those who are living, who've been told, passed down stories of those relatives passed, if they're remembered, then on the Day of the Dead, they're able to come back and interact and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as you're
reincarnation, essentially.
Yeah. Whereas if you're forgotten...
Your picture's not on the
entirely,
ofrenda.
Entirely, and your picture's not on the ofrenda, then that's it. You don't even exist, like, in the afterlife kind of thing, because no one remembers you anymore.
So and that's the main thing, is that if your picture... So basically, your family are dicks if they don't put you on the ofrenda.
Or you were a dick.
Oh, you were a dick in your life, and then you're not remembered enough because people are like, I don't want to remember them.
Yeah, right.
So then I don't want them to have an afterlife. So you don't get put on the ofrenda.
Off the ofrenda.
Off the ofrenda.
See, yes.
But it became slang in our
Did we do it the wrong way around? No, we did do it the right way around.
No, we did it the right way around.
That is iconic. That's going right at the top
of my ofrenda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or...
As in, like, but like, we'd do it to the point of like food. We'd be like, that pizza was so good. That's going right to the top of my ofrenda.
So we were all on a cruise together. We're giving no context to any of this.
Right.
We were all on a cruise together, and basically, because we're obsessed with Coco and realise, and we had just come back from Disneyland.
Yeah.
We literally. Oh, Disney World. Yeah.
She always says this.
Is Land the Paris one?
Land's what is the Land? The world specifically is the Orlando.
Florida.
Oh, really?
Because it's that big.
the way the whole world.
The way that Shay nearly crumbled, the way I saw steam coming out of his ears. Like, did Shay need
water? 42 Wallaby Way.
I'm holding it in. I can't let my Disney adult come out.
I don't know.
No,
you can. If there's any place you can do it, it's in London.
Yeah, it's
in
the place. Yeah. It's
oh my
so
God.
So basically, we started using this Coco reference for
everything.
Everything. Yeah. As in, anybody that we didn't like while we were on holiday, our ops.
Off the offender.
Yeah. Did you just say ops? That's so good of
so
you.
So British, innit?
That's I know so Nicki British. Minaj.
Our queen.
Well,
the queen of England.
She said
sorry,
op.
Kinda.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah. But yeah, any op that we had on holiday, all we would
and
do.
And we had many.
We had
the
loads.
The one-armed
there were a lot.
My God, we need to talk about that.
We've got to run through the cast of characters.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we are a pretty stacked cast, the group that we had on the
That's
cruise.
That's the issue. We didn't need any ops off our friend at the start with.
No.
And yet
here we
but
are.
But the point was, we just kept making ops on this holiday. So yeah. Every time we made one, we would all look at each other and go, he is not on the ofrenda.
But then obviously also to the point, like, our hyperbole is not just off the ofrenda, it's like, he's so far under the ofrenda, he can't even see it. Yeah. He's miles off my ofrenda. Like, it's not as simple as just, like, on or off. There's, like, tears to it.
There's, like,
totem poles.
But then if we like someone, oh, shit,
top
that's
the ofrenda.
CEO of the ofrenda.
You have been promoted! You are now my elite ofrenda!
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so basically, we haven't even explained how we know each other.
Yeah, let's do the story of how we met, because it's
sleigh
kooky.
Bells. So we basically...
It's
kooky wooky. So we...
It is.
And actually, yeah, so... Because also, I had no idea how if we would all get on or not, is the
well,
point.
Well, we were actually set up to fail, I think.
Oh, my God, dang.
So basically, we have this friend called Justin who's really good at, like, bringing different people together, mm-hmm. right? I feel like a lot of the people that he knows often is, like, performy types and people in, like, musicals and all that kind of thing. And so they just... Which is basically ours. So, well, not actually having been in one, but like,
in it.
And Disney goes. And so it's just like a really good uniter of people. So we were all in Vegas for New Year 22 going into 23.
Mm-hmm. God, that wasn't even long ago.
None of that lot had met you yet.
Yeah, I
knew a fair few of them, but hadn't met you.
No.
And you were all at dinner already, and I walked in, because you obviously were taking forever.
The most drama entrance to ever happen. We've been at dinner for an hour and a half.
Yeah, because the flight was...
was it a drama entrance?
No, just the queues getting in from any time we land in America, in England...
We're always in hell.
Security lines are 55,000 hours. It's awful,
America is
your customs, the little swipe of the... I was in customs.
Look at us, 2 minutes.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, fabulous. I'm moving.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, it was quite fabulous.
We're all sitting at dinner, and here comes Jack strolling down. Literally, this is... You walked in like Liza Minnelli in my head.
No.
You're going like, and where's the martini? Like... making her round to everyone, and I had been briefed that we were both going to be big personalities, and
that was what I got too. She was like, "You're going to love or hate each other."
Yeah, he kind of gave me a big old kiss, and we fell in love right then and there.
Yeah,
we fell in love.
Right,
it was very much a love hate. Shay loves me.
The whole time we were geared up to basically like Shay,
right? Because we were just told like, "Oh, big personality."
Yeah,
we're like, okay.
Well,
and then we get there, and I'm
inseparable.
Like,
so there's that.
Yeah, so am I. So that's why we get on well.
But you came down first, and then Ash came down in dental floss right after.
No, as in, it was to the point where I was, like, concerned.
We had this nice-ass restaurant. Ash just looks like she's just left the strip.
Exhibit A, right?
No,
to date, but...
This might why I was thicker than the pant you
wore. I basically had a dress made out of wires.
Haberdasheries.
It was just like this. Like, slay, that's perfect.
And it was literally Vegas at New Year. Like, where else
perfect.
Would she wear
it? You were in the best company, because she walks in and every single gay person...
Well, it's all gays at the table that go,
Why do you think I hang out with you?
This is why you can't find a man, because everyone around you is Ben.
No! Yeah, we've been having this conversation, though. We've literally had this conversation so many times.
You can have, I'll try it once.
Ooh, right. Yay. Try everything once. That's the motto in life. Yeah, so we, I mean, bear in mind, this is already so niche because we've literally met for the first time in Vegas.
Right.
Oh, at my New God. Year.
Yeah.
And Vegas in itself is AI.
It's not, hair looks not so nice real. You.
Really?
A little cow flick situation. Okay. Yeah,
if we could stay on topic, we should all take a shot.
Trust you to bring it back round to booze.
I will.
ADHD.
ADHD. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Well, Vegas is like...
deficit hyperactive T.
T.
Yeah, T.
If Disneyland is my Disneyland, Vegas is... like the box Disney, the box version of Disneyland.
Oh, oh yeah. Vegas
you
is...
You can just get yourself into some hell there. And we made
and
it.
We did.
And we did.
But also, everything about it, because when we... Do you remember when we were in the taxi on the way there, before we even checked into the hotel, we hadn't met these guys yet, and Jack was like, look out the window, Ash. And I literally, I felt like... So I put my hands up and playing like that. I was literally...
Wow, go for it, girl.
I was looking out the window and I was like this...
Yeah. Because also, for anyone who's...
I was in a music video.
It shouldn't exist. Like, Vegas is literally... if you when you look over on the plane, it's just desert with a block of bright LED light. That's it. And a bit of tarmac down the middle.
It's so awful.
Like, it's so wild that it exists.
And the people... so weird. The people that go there is...
spooky, spooky. I
mean, we were one of them, but...
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The calls coming from within the casa.
It's like the 9-year-olds who are playing slots at 6 in the morning. That kills me every
that
time.
That was I'm killing me.
Because we're just finishing our night. And yes. they're still there like...
Yeah. Ookie, ookie.
Double on red. But it will be like an actual 98-year-old woman.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair at 9 a.m. JP.
Losing her AARP.
Doing my head, literally.
Screaming.
As in, just doing this on the slots at 9 a.m.
That's what I understand. What? At least like... if you play blackjack or something, there's like the fun to like, oh, this, you just get RSI. Like, you literally just get a repetitive strain injury. Just, I don't understand. Look at the flick of the wrist. It's so peculiar to me.
I don't get it.
Oh my
but
God.
Also, they must blow so much cash.
It's their retirement.
But they're old, aren't they?
Period. Yeah. Do you know what? Maybe that's going to be us.
Yeah, because we won't have kids.
I can't.
Imagine.
Or chain smoking. I'll just take us. I've never even had a cigarette in my whole entire life. Me and Vegas.
We're going to take it.
Go on, then.
I'm trying to think of other things that happened in Vegas. Well,
what was our first night? We went to the club. We had that table. It was like Diplo was performing
or
something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And that was literally
our first... started doing the worm on the side of the table.
Our first introduction, it's us. It's Shally, which I don't know. We need to get Shally on the pod.
Oh, we really
oh,
do.
Oh, my God. We
need our friend, basically, who is a cross between Timothy Chalamet, Jacob Elordi, and a crack addict. And so we call him Shally because Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my
but
God.
That's right, right? He's like,
it's exactly
like
that.
If you got Jacob Elordi and Timothy Chalamet and then mixed him in a potion and then sold it on Shein.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
But he's like, but don't get me wrong, he's gorgeous. He's like
beautiful
our favorite.
Own right, but it's more that he's mentally not
he's
aware.
Mentally unwell. Yeah, like us.
Yeah. Shally's got his shirt off. We just met an hour ago.
Yeah. Oh my
Ash
God.
Ash is like, ass up on the table. The bottle goes like pouring fireball down her throat.
Also, at dinner, even before that, he wasn't even eating food. He put a vape on his plate and just pushed it around with a knife and fork.
Oh my God, no, guys.
He was bottoming that night.
Maybe we can insert a clip because this video is the funniest thing. We were like, tell me you're ready for a gay night out without telling me you're ready for a gay night out. And it's just Shally like this. And it's just...
tell me you're hoping to get some in Piranha Gay Club without telling me.
It's just a crystal vape
well,
and it's just...
Poor.
Like this.
That is a whole, yeah. Right.
Well, that was the night that this was born, too. Like, our favorite dance move of all time, which is the shot.
Yeah, which is
the Nicki Minaj glitch.
Yeah.
Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki the Barbie, Nicki the Harajuku.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was horrible. But that was our introduction. So we literally met at a club-like dinner and then went to the club.
And then went
maybe
to the club.
Maybe that's why we're psychotic together.
Of course it is. Shally had his top off. Imagine having, like...
But also, it was a woolen top. The reason he took it off is because he was dressed like Little Bo Peep.
It was literally...
It was in fur.
And bear in mind, it was a hot, sweaty Vegas night out.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a lot. We paid how much for this table? We got this big table.
It was crazy.
And then Shally's there with no top on.
It was so...
That was not okay.
Wow.
He was off his tits as well.
That's crazy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Do you remember when we ended up going for brunch? We're not going to talk about the bookings, but...
Yeah.
Everyone got booked that.
I do, because where did we stay until... Oh, we were in the hotel room really late, and then we were like...
Yes.
Until like 9 a.m. we were like, let's go for food.
This is when I threw a temper tantrum because I fell asleep.
You'd fallen asleep. Right. And we're not, good of you to bring it up.
Let's bring it up. Okay, well, let's preface
You want to talk about mother.
You want to talk about boyfriends. You wish it woken let's you up.
When I get drunk, I don't get angry. I get shangry. And it's one of those things where...
Trademark, copyright, yep. PC. Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where once I'm there, you cannot pull me out. Like, if I'm this, I'm done.
Oh,
it's
God, done. Yeah.
That actually just threw me back. I feel a bit...
It's over.
It's true. If you look over at the club, Shay is either one of two things. He's like tea, Shay, wah, cha, cha,
yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
He's... Yeah. And if he's that,
but not in a smizey way. It's in a like,
it's like a,
I'm ready to go off.
Like, yeah.
My poor boyfriend, bless his soul. So like he tries to, he's like, are you having fun? And they're like, I fucking hate you. So anyways, they all go to brunch. It's like, what, an ungodly hour in the morning.
9 a.m., 10 a.m.
Literally.
We walked to brunch at Caesar's, somewhere nice, at the Wynn.
It like something off the Titanic, the interior. So it hasn't been touched since 1200.
Bear in mind,
it's just a giant cruise ship.
Agreed. I mean.
We walked 2 miles in our night out clothes,
yeah,
just in broad daylight Vegas, which looks like ass, by the way.
Yeah,
we've gone across a zebra crossing, all like this, in our night out clothes.
Yeah.
We've not been
like
to
the most clap version of the Beatles cover.
Oh my God.
And she gets to the door and they go, madam, you're going to have to put on a shirt or a sweater because she's wearing her candy floss as per.
At 11 a.m. brunch.
So I think Sam called back to give you part of his shirt
yeah.
to cover you up because your batty was out.
Yeah.
And the rest.
Oh, what a time to be alive. What a time.
Well,
we didn't even finish while you were upset.
Oh, because you had
too much to drink as per.
I passed out, fell asleep, and then I guess Mark tried to wake me up because he's like, yes, we're going to brunch. And then I yelled at him because I was like, wow, you didn't try hard enough.
It was that.
But if he tried too hard, he'd have gone, why are you waking up?
Yeah, about literally. This happens like three times
Rock
a week.
Rock hard place, Mark, still.
Yeah.
I woke up on the couch last week after we went to like this Barry's party and I blacked out chakra, which I don't have a drinking problem, I promise. But I woke up on the couch and I was like, Mark, why the fuck wouldn't you wake me up and get me to the bed? He goes, you have no idea.
No, you don't.
I
would not want to see GoPro footage of you at the end of my night out.
Good thing we're sharing a bed this week.
Yeah, I know, my God.
Which is going to be so much fun.
And my hig as well. I bought these new AirBuds. I've actually not used them yet, but I put in my calendar, try out tonight. But they were like...
Wait, do you snore that bad?
Like a hog.
I've already had the rhinoplasty. Like, we've gotten it fixed, and it didn't work.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's... Oh, it's hell. Poor Jack.
Oh, mama.
Right up in that
Why
ear.
Did you have the rhinoplasty again?
Because
did you break it?
Yeah. He had a
nose. Fine.
This side is nice. It used to do one of these, and it was...
Oh, period.
It was my graduation gift to myself, like, when I graduated high school. That's a thing in California, though. Like, every person my... I swear to God.
My graduation gift to myself was your rhinoplasty.
I watch Real Housewives of Orange County,
and all of them in the early seasons, all the girls get boobs.
Nose jobs.
Yeah.
And the mum gets a facelift at the
as
same time.
As a graduation
time.
Gift.
Like, legit.
Happy grad.
You're lying.
But then toxic.
I started college with, like, bloodshot eyes, swollen, like, I looked crazy.
Well, did you have the bandages and everything?
I had, like, a cast, and it was crazy. But that's what, I blame that as to why the fraternities didn't want me at UCLA, but I think it had to do with... Which is crazy. I'm like, I can pass as straight if you don't...
In where?
In what realm?
Under the sea.
If you're blind and deaf, I'm a straight man.
Yes.
Goodness me.
No, yes.
I came out when I was 11 years old, online, too, which is fitting, to because that's what we do now, is share all our lives online. But I literally was 11, came out in conservative Orange County.
Super conservative. You know where that is? Because I have no idea.
Where is Orange County? It's in California. But
okay.
People see California as, like, super, super lefty.
Yeah.
But, like, LA.
Right.
Not even LA, but, like, parts... It's always going to be a left state in terms of the way that it votes.
Right.
Like Orange County is just all old rich people.
Really?
Yeah, who are, like, Republican.
God, that's mad, though, because they're literally so... Like, all I think when I hear California is...
But also, a lot of them are people who've, like, got some connection to the entertainment industry and have retired. People have this idea that you are open-minded and lefty, whatever.
Right.
Adam Sandler is a registered Republican. He's always donated to the Republicans.
Like, really? Like,
it's more of a money thing, though. Like, it's a status thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Taxation and
like,
stuff.
I make this amount of money, so I'm Republican.
Right. Which, like, right. It's like by default. Right. You just have to be.
The American dream.
But it was crazy. I was, like, one of the first out gay kids in Huntington Beach, and it fully made, like, news and everything. Yeah. I don't know.
You're lying.
Not to set me as an example, because I'm probably the worst example.
It made news. No. Oh, that made
the
news.
The OC Register, babe. Get into it.
Get into it. OC Register.
I think they tried to twist it as like social media is bad, it's turning your kids gay, because that came out on Ask.fm.
You're lying.
Do you guys remember what Ask.fm was? Was that a thing?
That was
the
a bit
UK?
After us. Yeah, it was.
Was it? I don't remember that.
What was that thing that you could ask anonymous questions on at school? It's the same thing as Ask.fm.
How old are you?
18.
What's the, it's
not
the same.
She's 14. No. I'm 85.
Yours, no, yours will be the same one as mine. And it was,
and
Ask.fm is the version of that.
What is it called?
Can you Google it?
It was so bad. And people used to write like
you can write evil stuff.
Slang. Oh. Yeah. I had full hate crimes on that.
I want to be called a slag.
I had full hate crimes. It was mad.
Well, the gag is I asked myself, are you gay? And responded to it. Right.
Wait, say it again. You asked yourself, and that was the way you came out.
Well, because like I was denied, like a lot of people would ask, and I deny, and then like when I was ready, I was like, I'm just gonna ask myself and be like, haha. And then the response is, LOL. It's still online.
Yeah, LOL.
You can still search up like Shade Rose asking.
Yeah, LOL.
And then all the other ones are like,
so boo.
Do you still believe in God? And like I'm at seven, I'm like literally in seventh grade. I'm like, LOL. Yeah, he's great. I'm not real. I swear to God. And I am still right.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
And I do anything for attention. So I think
100%.
That was, it was more so. It was
wait,
more so like, yeah.
What?
Yeah,
were you struggling for the years before that?
No. Oh my God, Ash.
No?
I used to wear a fedora to fourth and fifth grade every day. And I would
say, how old you are in fourth and fifth grade, because that's even younger
than that. I think it's like 7, 8, 9, 10. I was singing.
Fedora.
Literally, I would sing.
Fedora the Explorer.
I thought it was Ryan from High School Musical.
So did I. Was him in High School Musical at
and
school.
And look over the end.
Yeah.
That's killing me.
I would sing like Hannah Montana under the bleachers. I'd teach the girls dance routines. Yeah, so I don't think I was ever.
Okay, you see, you
girls. Oh, yeah. I used to school the girls.
You weren't that bad then.
And my grandma like took me in because my mom was like, I'm not dealing with that shit. Turn that off. So like my grandma would be like, let's get you some clothes.
You're lying.
Yeah, okay,
so she's got
gay,
dresses.
Gay. And I was criminally overweight, so I think it was, I embodied like the comedy gay person.
Oh, really?
You were the hilarious Ross Matthews.
Ross Matthews. God, if I had Ozempic in fifth grade, it would have been over for those horrors. I would have killed it, bitch. Oh my God. It would have been everything.
This is the most unhinged bit. If I had Ozempic
in fifth grade, it would have been over for the girls.
Oh my God. That has killed me. Man. Do you know what I've always wanted to know?
Yeah.
What is the frat system?
Oh, girl. It's, well, okay, so.
Because I don't really get it.
Do you guys not have Greek life here at all at uni?
No.
I said uni. Who I get it.
Well done, uni.
I went to UCLA, so it's obviously in LA. It's one of the more liberal, like, accepting campuses.
Mm-hmm.
So Greek life wasn't, like, the thing. Like,
right.
A lot of people were like, that's so weird that you're in Greek life, like, because they're all smart.
Okay.
But if you look at, like, USC, which is, like, the rich people version of UCLA, it's there. Whole life. Like, they have frat row. If you're not in a fraternity or sorority, you have no social life. Like, you don't get invited to anything.
Like
it's, like, crazy.
What do you mean? As in, like, each like, house has a fraternity? Like, that's what I can't understand.
Like, there's, like, they're nationwide.
In the same way that, like, Oxford has, like...
No, so with us, it's a bit different because at Oxford, by the time I got there, it's kind of like what you were saying, 99.9% of people there would have seen any of the kind of societies as you're a dickhead. Because they're so, they're just inherently very right-wing. So, like, the Bullingdon Club, which is what all the prime ministers and stuff were in, they were actually struggling to even keep their... There were only, like, 10 or 12 ever in it at any one time. But even in my year, they were struggling to get people to fill the numbers.
Oh, really?
People knew that, yeah, it gives me the, like, connection to stuff, but it also is, if I'm wanting to go into politics, this is such a bad association nowadays.
Right.
Right? So it's not really a... And then there's Piers Gav, which was just, like... The parties where, like, David Cameron shagged the pig and Nigella Lawson and, like,
okay, hold on. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what kind of shit that happens. I would like, it, like, my gig was like, I would be one of the girls. Like, I was technically, okay. like, I was in a girl house sorority. So, okay,
that's like, when so I used to pay with girls at yeah, school, I would just my like show up. I'm not doing rugby, so just let me do
But you would, I would have to pay the guys, like, for them to invite me to parties, like, that kind of stuff.
I told you that.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Say it again.
No, I just obviously, like, didn't enjoy football and rugby.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what?
She was doing five,
I never
seven,
knew
eight,
that.
Five,
yeah, what?
And I was fine in year seven, which is our first year of high school, because I was already quite big, so I was just right. on the rugby team, but obviously I just ran away every time the ball came. So then I got to, like, year 10, and I was just like,
I'm not doing
this. Matter of fact, was like, look, I'm either going to skive or put me with the girls. And they were like, cool, you can go with the girls. So I literally used to just do, like, netball and running like this. And stuff.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they just knew it was, like, they didn't want to get in a war of words with me because I'd win.
Yeah, so,
like, I think even at that point, I was like, it's so stupid we're separating things on gender. Obviously, I don't enjoy myself.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Period.
Not you, a trailblazer.
I know.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
I love that
view. I would never want to get into a word fight you with
wouldn't.
You either.
You wouldn't.
Oh, you don't.
Don't shut the fuck up. You do. Someone, me and Jack you have don't. Gotten into fights, like, what, twice? And it's one of those
I was
things,
right both times.
But because you don't stop talking. Me and Jack having a fight, it's like me, if I'm a brick wall and you're just screaming at me, I can't get a word in.
I've not ever
right.
seen you have a
when
fight.
Did we fall out?
When you were in LA. Should we talk about when you guys were in LA on the next trip?
When were we in LA? When the hell were we in LA?
The next trip in October.
Oh!
With that, I understand God. Your side, but I don't think you understood the situation I was put in.
Right, and I put my hands up and I left.
Didn't understand the point you were put in.
Wait, okay.
I've been on 803 nights out since this point.
We gotta talk about...
What are we talking about?
We were, number one...
Halloween,
so,
with me.
Let's start
Halloween. Jack, oh, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, start at the Wayne. Beginning, because you
so
guys...
When you went off and shagged Lil Wayne, we got into our own altercation.
Can we just say... No, no.
You gotta start from the beginning.
Okay, wait. Can we also just start from the beginning?
Story.
We need to start from the beginning of LA. We went
you should
to...
should clarify that you haven't shagged Lil Wayne, by the way.
No, I haven't shagged Lil Wayne, but Lil Wayne did DM me.
Do not send us a cease and desist.
Lil Wayne DM'd me, which was the maddest thing, because we went to a Halloween party. Did we tell you about this, Shay?
He was there, because we smuggled him in.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is you guys landed and I crashed everything.
Did we tell you about the DM thing?
I think.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure you're in, like, a Mrs. Incredible costume during this.
We were.
Which makes so much sense, because me in a Mrs. Incredible costume...
It's irresistible.
I'm trying to wear it right now.
Even to Lil Wayne. Yeah, I might just start wearing it on the pod every week. Can you imagine? And basically, we were at this Big Nick's Halloween event. Lil Wayne was performing. He came out. We all went feral. Yeah. I was on your shoulders.
It was insane. Well, obviously, because I was Mr. Incredible, so I could lift anything.
Exactly.
I started flipping cars just because I could.
Didn't you have, like, orange hair?
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah.
It was tea. I actually looked sleigh boot.
Yeah, you did. But Shay's like, God.
What the fuck was I wearing? I don't even remember what
You were...
You came from another party on the other side of the city.
Oh, it's going to bug me. I was Buzz Lightyear.
You were Buzz Lightyear.
And Mark was Woody.
And Mark was Woody, yeah.
Yeah, one of your weaker costumes.
Well, like, they had been on this brand trip to come to LA, and I go, that's so cool. Just tell me where you're going, and I'll show up to everything.
Yeah,
and I managed.
And you did.
It's
which
great.
Was so
Shout
lit.
Out to the Knicks team.
At Knicks Cosmetics underscore UK.
That's some branding.
And that was a really fun trip.
It was really fun. But no, we must address this. So I took a video on Jack's shoulders. I looked clarted. I was like this. What? Do we know what it was? I think it... I'm not even going to do it because my tits are balls to the wall today.
I'm Millie.
I was videoing myself. Lil Wayne's performing. I'm like this.
You're like jumping.
Obviously, I wasn't holding my tits. If I don't hold them now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I took this video, tagged Lil Wayne. Obviously, I never thought in what realm would Lil Wayne ever actually see this video.
I don't know.
You gotta get into it.
The next day, I wake up and it just says, what's his name on Instagram? It's Lil Tunchi, isn't it?
Tunchi.
Lil Tunchi.
Tunchi.
And I just see...
Tunchi, T-U.
What did he say? It was like, hey, mama.
Hey,
or
mama.
Something. I'm gonna look at it.
He was one of the girls. Hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
You wanna come to brunch?
Mama.
Yeah. Wait, hey, mama. You wanna get fucked up at brunch, mama?
You're actually gonna die. You're actually gonna die. You're actually gonna die.
Shut up.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Lil Tunchi.
Oh, my God.
18.8 million followers. That's no, as if... That's Lil Wayne, yeah? I woke up.
Little.
That's so British. Little Wayne.
Poquito, poquito.
Little Wayne. I woke up to just eyes look at the screen grab of me. Of me.
That's
look at that.
Crazy.
I am in hell and horror.
And we had so much back and
Little
forth,
Wayne just did the
we
eyes.
Together, and we had so much back and forth about. What do I reply? She's woken up sounding like, what's her face? Roz off Monsters.
Roz, yeah.
Sound
Mike
like,
Wazowski.
Like,
I got your paper.
You forgot
your
she's there like this. I don't know what to send him right now. I don't know what to do.
I literally went, what am I meant to reply?
Did we not go for a high-cut runyon and the whole time you were umming and ahhing as to what to message
as to what to reply to Little Wayne? Because I said, obviously, that's not his name. So I was like, do I say, like, hey, Wayne?
Yeah. Hey, yo, Wheezy.
Yeah. Oh, Tootsie. Like, what do I say?
Tootsie.
Do you know what I ended up saying?
You were so shit.
You were lit at the Knicks
event. Am I a Nicky fan?
Am I a Nicky fan?
Pull up at the Knicks party. What?
God.
I just said you were lit at the Knicks event. He said, thank you, baby.
And then what did you say?
And then I double tapped it. I double tapped Lil Wayne. Well, yes.
Well, yes. And you will be hearing from his lawyers.
Yeah. No, she shagged him.
Uh-huh.
And her bills has been.
And then we got married.
Oh,
clean
my
up.
God.
We have this new narrative of being Ash where I just love making stuff up. Sounds somewhat
this
believable.
Is your new bit.
Oh, this really pisses me off.
We filmed an episode for our travel show, not our travel show, but for our YouTube channel yesterday. And I just came up with this story that...
Oh, my God.
No, because I was genuinely really pissed off about
that not long ago she had nits. And it was like...
I don't even know what
every time she'd kick off, I'd be like, but it's not embarrassing. It's 2024, you cleared them up, like, it's fine.
And I'm looking, like, I'm looking at him going, when's the punchline? When are you going to tell people that this is a joke?
I
went, Dad, I didn't have nits 6 months ago.
It's life.
He doesn't know what nits is. Oh, is that only British people call them nits?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of fun. I'm like, where do I get nits?
Take me to Barry's, I want to get nits.
Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, and you let it go. He let it go on for ages. He was like, babe, it's fine. But you were being dead ass. You were like, babe, it's fine. You cleared them up. You got the
you're
solution
the
to get rid of them. And
you're,
I was like,
Jack is the fucking worst.
I was like, you're actually.
I'm quite a good liar as well.
Yeah, you were. This is our bit all trip, but we're not telling Mark when he gets here. And we're just
We'll just keep making stuff up.
Okay, fine. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Mark is Shay's boyfriend, by the way. Shay's boyfriend, Mark, is a performer and is joining us on Saturday.
Yeah. For a big.
His biggest performance, yeah.
At the box.
He's coming on stage at the box, gonna piss on everyone.
God, it's gonna hit him and Rosebud up there.
Yeah, in it.
As in, oh no.
Oh my gosh, poor Mark, bless his soul. Imagine dating me. That's
charity
scary.
Work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's devoted his life
that is spooky
to philanthropy.
God, I can't wait for when the biopic comes out, when it's like the things Shay Razo did to me while we were dating. And
right.
It's gonna be miserable.
A tell-all book.
Well, yeah, tell-all book. Yeah, well, he's had murder me at this point.
Oh, okay,
so.
But it's like a, right. kind of a
like
gypsy
a Gypsy Rose
situation.
The way those words just
the way
fell
they came, and we haven't.
Oh,
seen
we haven't
each other
spoken about the fact that we were obsessed with Gypsy Rose on the cruise.
Oh, we were. Well, she was on the cruise.
She was.
So was Mama D.D. Blanchard
back from the grave.
Again, just everything that we fixate on, we then butcher.
So
and
Gypsy,
murder.
For instance, was at the top of the offrenda.
Yeah, Gypsy was at the top of
and
the offrenda.
Forgotten. Sorry,
yes.
Yeah. D.D. was damn bad.
Do you want to talk about the
she
cruise?
She was no longer on filing.
Like,
where do we start about the cruise? Like,
okay, so
De La Cruz.
Ernesto De La Cruz of the Seas. So, basically, for context, we the year before last, we all spent New Year's together in Vegas. She all spent New Year's together on a
become
cruise.
A tradition.
On an Ernesto De La Cruz, on the high seas.
Right.
On the high seas.
Of the high seas. It was incredible.
To the Caribbean.
To the Caribbean.
Yeah. So basically, we went on a Caribbean cruise. We had no idea what to expect.
No.
It was a Virgin Voyages cruise.
Which, by the way, We've since found out it's really famous for cruising. No, not cruising. What's it called?
Oh, my
dogging.
God.
Not dogging. What's it called?
Pineapple teas.
Pineapple teas. Switch your...
When you're a swinger.
Swinging.
Which was perfect for us.
Yeah. So we made love every night.
So he met Mark on the cruise. He went on the cruise with Ernesto de la Cruz. Right. Came off with Dee Dee Blanchard.
Wait, is that a specific to Virgin Voyages thing?
Yes, so apparently they have a bit of a reputation. Yeah. Allegedly, they have a bit of a reputation for being known as a place that swingers would congregate. You know, in the same way as, like, some gym chains have... You might not know this because of not being gay, but, like, certain... allegedly... Some gym chains are more well-known for people going, like, cruising and stuff in the show.
Oh, really? Dan,
like, super the Crunch gay. In West Hollywood, like, everyone has sex in the sun.
Like, no, it's to the point where,
is
like...
Is that just a known
they're putting
thing?
Undercover coppers inside the gyms to,
they have, like, a button now, like, you can, like... Call
to get the police to come straight in because so many people are just shagging.
Because people are just doing their bits.
Right.
Oh, get a crib, let them do their bits.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
But that's... Because you're ally. Most people aren't.
Ally.
And then we walk on the cruise and we're like, why does every door have a pineapple
a stuck
magnet?
On, like, magnetic pineapple
that says, plays well with others.
Yeah, yeah, plays well with
yeah,
others.
Yeah, like they've got a dog on the ship.
Yeah.
On the cruise.
And you... but. The cruise.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The cruise.
Okay.
We can't ever say cruise in the same way.
The cruise. One club, and it was called The Manor.
Oh God.
There was only one club. There was one place you could go, and there was specifically one table where we would reside.
Yes.
And she was sweaty boots, I'll tell you that.
It was 565 degrees Fahrenheit inside.
Yes.
Which in centigrade is hotter than hell.
The manor was hell, though.
We were told this because I think we were expecting it maybe to be a slightly younger crowd, but because it was New Year's, prices are always more expensive.
Right.
So it was very much giving the types that normally would be on the slot machines in Vegas to be on the cruise.
On the cruise.
On the Ernesto. And it meant that there were some real sights to be seen.
You've
never seen people watching like that cruise.
No, never.
As in, I thought as well that there were going to be multiple, like, clubs. I wasn't sure. Like, there was multiple places to drink.
Another club.
That's
another
what
club.
I thought.
Right.
Because the cruise is so big.
Yeah, don't.
The cruise is so vast.
But hotel is fabulous.
It was huge, right? So we were like, there's going to be multiple bars and multiple
clubs.
There
were bars.
There were loads of bars.
There was no other club on the cruise.
The only club on the cruise was The Manor, right? So every night, our thing was, we were so hell-bent on being like, let's not do The Manor tonight.
Every night.
We'd have two espresso martinis and we'd go... The Manor.
Where we're at.
On the cruise. The clientele.
We can't even talk about half of these people because so bad.
Like, it was really bad.
It was bad.
But the clientele at The Manor was like everyone was on day release from prison.
Yeah. And then were circling the gutter.
Yeah.
And being extracted and had a spotlight shone on them.
On that last night,
one man took his trousers and shoes off and was like... the sweatiest man you've ever seen. He was basically in his own whirlpool.
Then there was that
blonde woman. There was the woman who apparently is the Real Housewife of Budapest.
The Real Housewife of Budapest.
And she was prancing around like
1,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah, yeah.
The show didn't exist.
But it should, if you're watching this.
She claimed to be a Real Housewife.
She was live streaming every meal of herself eating on that cruise. Do you guys remember that?
On the cruise.
On the cruise, yeah. There was no TV show that she was on, but she was.
No.
Yeah, right.
But she was on her own, so it didn't matter.
It's the video of...
boots. I was obsessed with her. And she had that fiber optic whip on the last night.
And the little hat.
She kept smacking down everywhere.
Right.
And we do have videos.
And I actually can insert them because they are our own videos and they are the funniest things you've ever seen.
The video of the guy lifting you up and parading you around the club.
Okay, well, who became our op?
Horrible op who was dressed by the final night as 50 Cent. He did have a do-rag on.
He had a do-rag on and like multiple chains and was
And how old was he? Like 60?
He was old, yeah. As in he was falling apart, and he set his phone up like this and was just rapping to himself.
He was FaceTiming someone, but he wasn't.
Rapping to himself to his phone.
He was a horrible man as well.
He was FaceTiming the Real Housewife of Budapest.
Oh, of Budapest. He was on the other side of the room.
Oh, my God, you guys. That cruise was crazy.
We need just to explain why he's the op, though, because it just sounds like we would never hate on someone having a good time. If we see someone by themselves.
You don't.
If we see someone who is rapping to themselves on a phone, I go, look at him. I can't.
That's what I do for
That's
a
literally
career.
What. Yeah. But yours is spoken word. It's not even a rap.
Maya Angelou.
Rap.
Maya Angelou.
The letter kicking pig shot off the bar. Category bad.
What? Where did he become our op, though?
Night two. But I don't remember.
Oh, why. You remember it was night two?
I think it was because he came. We were like gambling at night. And he kept infiltrating our very
sacred area
of our table.
Yeah.
But he was a horrible man, wasn't he?
He was like, horrible.
He chased one of the girls.
He was really inappropriate to the girls and was just being so weird. But by the end of the holiday, we basically said he is our biggest op.
He couldn't be further from the ofrenda.
He was so off the ofrenda at this point. He's not making it to the afterlife.
He can't even spell ofrenda.
No, period. And then you went and had a word with him.
Yeah, on the way off, I just said.
I do. And I was scared of Jack. I was like, someone hold him back.
Oh, I just said, I don't know who you think you are, basically, because like you made our friend feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, good for you.
And he was like,
I'm really...
Dungeon Dragon!
I'm really bad at shit like that. As in, even if someone's like really wrong done me, I can't...
With me, it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, exactly, because Jack will fight.
He'll do it for you.
Yeah, Jack will fight.
I won't fight for myself, I'll fight if it's you.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
That's why I say to her dad, which is why the whole thing when we were in Budapest sent me spiralling, because she got taken to hospital and I wasn't allowed to go with her.
Just watch that episode too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
That story is kooky crazy.
Let's
book a trip to Budapest.
We can see her.
I need some
tea. We could be the real housewives.
Of Buddha. Do you think she's tried the tea or no?
Do you think she's what, the tea?
Tried the tea.
Oh, yeah. Lord, did you see her?
She was the tea.
Did you see her?
Oh, my God, you guys.
So basically, the general gist was the cruise is...
A cruise
is not for the faint-hearted.
You're Indian.
Don't know. For some reason, I went, the cruise is not for the faint hearted. And then started talking like my mum.
Guys, I'm scared I'm going to start talking in a British accent by the end of this trip.
That's good.
You always do when you're with
happens,
us,
though. It happens.
And we do American
and
as well.
I say things differently. Like, I put different inflections on things.
Good.
I don't know. It's
but
weird.
You're actually quite good with a few little slangy bits.
I try.
Oh, I actually have it.
Segue.
This is a beautiful segue into a game I have for you, Shay Durazo.
Oh, get into it.
Okay.
I love games.
Okay, hang on. Anyway, this is... The British slang game.
I'm so excited.
Shay Durazo.
I'm excited.
Really well named. That's a cool, catchy title.
Shut the fuck up.
This is British slang game with Shay Durazo from LA, and we're here in Shoreditch in London. That'll catch on, won't it?
Do you know, I couldn't be fucked to come up with a good name.
I think slang game.
Slang game. We can... But also, you have to be careful, because slanger... Ed and I are, is that actually, because I know people call their Willie a langer, like London, like
we're already starting the game. I don't know what any of this shit means.
Oh, sorry, like
we are already starting the game.
But anyway,
slanger.
But we've started saying slanger. We think slanger's so funny.
Slanger is
Ed
funny.
Ed just goes, oh, I hope he gets his slanger out. So, anyway, it means not.
The big issue is like I've struggled with the English language. Period.
So, do you?
Just in general,
I'm pretty illiterate. I would say. Yeah.
We have a friend. No. We must talk about. Oh my God, Shally's friend. Our friend, but Shally's...
Trent!
We need to talk about Carisha. Trent.
So, just before we get onto the British slang game, which is based in LA and Europe via...
No, because famously...
When we were in Vegas...
Americans are bad at geography.
Because they don't have to do geography past the age of, like, 12. At least we have to do it to, like, 14, 15, whatever.
So, US citizens, listen up closely. You need to sort the shit out of your geography because you guys are now bad.
Also, most Americans have never left America. Over 50% of them don't even have a passport.
Right, we spoke about those stats. Is that actually it?
And a lot of my friends don't have passports.
Yeah, and they can't find where America is, all that shit. Like, they just don't know. Anyway, so the point is that when we were with Trent, we were in Vegas, and he said, I need to come visit y'all in London. And I was like, yeah, no, like, you 100% do. And he was like, It is so crazy that you are like bilingual, trilingual. And I was like, no, I speak a bit of Spanish. Like, I literally just do Duolingo. Like, I'm not that good. He's like, no, like, English, British, European. You speak those three? And he was so dead serious.
Genuinely, with
this is a man who builds houses in LA. He has stupid.
No, he has a really good job. Like, Trent goes off.
Here, I'm in Hermosa Beach, making trenches. Digging.
And we are flipping houses today.
Yeah.
But and he literally
flips his words. Honestly, English and British.
He said, I can't believe you lot.
So clever.
Are bilingual.
Trilingual. Trilingual.
Trilingual.
English, British, and European.
And we went, Trent, are you aware that you're speaking
the
English?
The same language as us.
Well, didn't he say that? Yeah. Oh. And he said, huh?
Trent, we got to get Trent on the pod. Are
we
fucking
Trent
kidding?
We need to get him out of the country. Has he ever left America?
He definitely doesn't have a passport. You want to talk about that?
No. Oh. Anyway, so moving on to the British slang game.
My favourite, very well-known British slang game.
Is it very well-known?
It is.
It's been all the rage.
It is. It's worldwide. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Okay.
All right.
With the
are you ready, Shea Garazzo?
I'm so ready.
Okay. What does peng mean?
Ping. Like, you're pinging someone, so you send them a text.
Yes!
Actually?
Correct! I thought you knew peng.
Peng?
Leng. Leng.
How do you spell it?
P-E-N-G.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah. That is peng.
No, that's not fair.
No, so for real.
She is so peng.
Hot. Yeah.
Nice.
That's obvious. See, I need
five.
Okay.
But peng and leng are interchangeable.
Yeah.
Oh. Same thing, both means
but also
sexy.
Like sex lengers.
So this is same peng.
Lengers.
And this is leng.
This is leng.
And together they
and
are.
Together.
Jedward.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got. Oh, stop. Mm. T.
I'm going to start using that now.
You peng should. Peng is good.
Fun. And in it.
Wait. He knows it in it, though. But
well,
I don't know what it means.
Okay, so let me get on to this. Use pagan in a sentence.
Is that not a religion?
It actually, it is paganism.
Okay, fine. But you must use the word pagan in a sentence.
Like preferably before the word yacht.
She doesn't want to come out. She's being so pagan tonight.
It's not fair. Too far off.
Fair. That's actually quite good.
Something like religion is...
Oh.
She's giving. She wants to be at home.
Pagan is basically you are a dickhead. Like you're.
Oh, don't be such. Don't be.
Like,
pagan.
Oh, don't be a pagan. But I think pagan's quite scathing. Like, I'm
yeah,
like,
it is.
If he's a pagan, I'm like, you're a
it's
piece
also,
of
it's
shit.
The way it rolls off the tongue, like pagan.
Yeah, you're a
plosive
pagan.
Sounds, isn't it?
The way you're a pagan.
Yeah, it's here. You like that?
Yeah. It's that. Yeah, the way that. Yeah.
Oh.
Pussy.
Oh, that looked like an exorcism,
yeah.
Mama.
Well, I'm about to have one.
Exorcism.
Right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I come home and I tell you, I've shagged. What have I done?
You've had sex recently.
Well done!
But also, you can feel, you can be like, oh my God, I'm absolutely shagged.
You're fucked. You feel absolutely fucked.
Absolutely fucked. Yes, Count Olaf, thank you.
I feel absolutely fucked. No, I think shag we use in America, though. Like,
really?
Like Austin Powers, like it's like a thing.
But is he not a British character?
Right.
Well, yes.
Groovy, baby.
Okay, what is another
word?
Are
you fire shag me?
Oh,
that's
wait.
The title of the film.
Right.
Yeah. Listen! Order!
Oh my God.
What's another word for a corner shop owner?
A businesswoman.
That is so good.
A CEO.
You have been promoted!
Oh God.
No.
I don't know.
So it's boss man.
Okay, well, boss man, last time we were here when both of you weren't, which was fantastic. You remember that?
Oh yeah, they were here.
Last
time we were
that.
We made friends with a boss man and she kept slipping us free like nips and like shots every time we were going. She was great.
I gotta be what kind of boss man shop were you at?
Right next to the Doubletree in Soho. She was fantastic.
Oh. As in like a I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. Like
it was a bodega.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, that's bodega like is a way better name for a corner
Spanish
shop than
tea.
Corner shop. Yeah. Bodega.
Well,
that's
they're not
so
always
lit.
On the corner. Sometimes they're in the middle of the street. Then when
you're
you
right.
Are sometimes, but most of the time they're on the corner.
Corner of happy and healthy.
Yeah. You think so?
Never been there.
Wow. Never been there.
No. This is it.
La izquierda.
Okay. Are we ready?
That's amazing, though. We need to go to that corner shop.
I agree. Well, also, let's
I love that
weekend.
It was a boss woman. Of course she was going to be Slay Boo.
Exactly.
She was boss woman.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the CEO. Correct... Listen! What is the correct use of in it?
Like, I feel like you guys use it to start a sentence. Like,
oh.
To me, okay, when you guys say it, it's the equivalent as, like, double tapping what I've just said.
Yes.
To move
well done.
Something.
Such a good
That's a very good explanation.
It's like, oh, it's hot outside, isn't it? Shut the fuck up, I don't care. We're moving on to this.
Yeah.
Because I have
basically said. Agreed, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's like, retweet. Yeah.
Tea. It's the same as tea, really, for us.
Well, tea yeah. is not a real thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. The way we use it to be like, oh, tea, yeah.
Do other people not use tea like that?
Not yeah. as a verb, noun, and adjective.
No, taking it beyond what it would normally be used
Okay, yeah. fine. Oh, you're doing well. No, you're doing well, Bob. I'm quite proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. I went and had a chin wag with her. What does that mean?
An argument.
That's hard. No. But
yeah. Just a chat, like a catch up.
Yeah, okay. That's hard.
But we don't really say that. That's very the kind of person, like, that's what you would think of when you come
to the UK.
Do you not
think chinwag is
That's
your...
absolutely splendiferous. Let me get on my penny farthing. Like, no one really says chinwag.
Is that like an upper, like posh thing to say, or is that like a...
I think that's like a northern thing, though. No. We've had a bloody chinwag down road. Like, do you not think that's quite...
No.
I need you to talk with that full time. And that is everything
she... Hey, I love you.
She's mates with me. She knows the North.
Oh,
yeah.
The North remembers.
I know the North. Lord knows.
Oh, your Manny accent's actually not that bad.
I love...
Yeah.
I love that's a Manchester accent.
Where we're going tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to Manchester together, guys.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Ash and I do some stuff for Comic Relief, and it just happened that it was the weekend that Shay's here, so Shay's going to come with
so
us.
Shay, we're having a night in Manny.
I'm their publicist, videographer, editor.
Yeah, videographer. Wow,
CEO,
that's a good word.
Boss man.
Boss man and CEO.
Oh, my
okay.
gosh.
Can you tell me what a minge is?
Oh, my God. You know what comes to mind is Ginger Minge.
Right.
So is it ugly?
So do you not know what her name means? No. Ginger Minge is a really famous drag queen from Drag Race US.
Yeah.
Oh.
So a minge.
And that was a bead calling her ugly, sorry.
Yeah,
I know what she looks like, so it must be ugly.
So it must be ugly.
So a minge is a fanny. Well, actually, you say fanny the wrong way around. Fanny being the front part of a woman is a minge. Oh. And we call that
so
fanny, but you
call it
a fanny.
My fairy kingdom is a minge.
So a fanny pack. To you.
I don't ever call it a minge, though. Do you really call it?
I never call it a minge. Oh, minge is so
you wouldn't,
awful.
During sex, obviously I know a lot about sleeping
stunning.
With people with minges.
You know a lot about minges.
You wouldn't.
You've never seen a minge.
I know a lot
minge.
About your minge. Yeah. Yes, I have. I've had to apply cream to your minge. No, don't try it. Let's not even go there, shall we?
God.
Sophie Holmes?
Shit, that's true. God. That's not even one of his lies. That's actually true.
Oh, my God.
Other nits down there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, it's just cloggy, isn't it? It's not... You wouldn't... My point was, you wouldn't... You know, everyone just... You
send a minge
says pussy thing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's puss,
UK and US.
Puss.
Because that fanny is too, like, laughable,
isn't it? Puss is just naughty.
Or I would like it as a derogatory. Like, be like, you look like you have a minge. Like
a really minging fanny. Yeah,
you look like you have a...
You look minge.
Yeah, you're not serving minge. That's so good. It's like the equivalent of being taken off your friend,
that. I love that.
Minge is at the bottom.
Let's use that this weekend on our ops.
Yeah.
Because we're obviously...
That
loads.
Big old minge bag at the box. That's what we'll do.
God, I'm never going to be let back in this country after this week.
No, not at all.
I'm going to enjoy Minchester tomorrow.
Yeah. Minchester!
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay.
God.
Are you ready? If I said I'm going to use the bog, where am I going?
The bog? Oh, God, I don't want to say bathroom because that sounds obvious. I'm going to go use the telephone? I don't know. No.
You were right first time,
Was it really the bog?
Yeah, the bog.
That's and I find
like
this wild.
Shrek swamp
you say
energy.
Bog.
I say
a
bog
lot.
It's northern, yeah.
Yeah.
But I find it really, I have to remind myself when I go to America that you don't even say the toilets. Like everyone says like restroom or bathroom.
Yeah, but you all like, say restrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they
like
do.
It's like more polite than being like, oh, you're actually talking about the toilet.
You don't say toilet.
Like the actual
no.
toilet itself, whereas we'd say toilet. Why
no.
I say bog?
Yeah, but Brits are just so... We, yeah.
You, for me, I always just say, I'm going to go powder my nose.
Yeah, well, you do, yeah.
Completely different.
when I walk out like that.
Make of that what you will.
Yeah.
Read between the lines, bitch.
My 12-year-old followers, they're going to stumble across this video. Yeah. We never preface that my fan base is primarily middle school children, so yes. This is yes. Great.
They stuck yes. Around since Ask FM days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
When you came out at 11 years old.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Okay. If I say, this weekend, we are having a knees up.
We're going crazy. We're having a bender.
Yes.
It's equivalent to an American bender, I feel
think
like.
I have okay, in team. My diary this weekend, knees up with Shay.
No, you don't. Please tell me.
Ras up. I put box with Shay. Ras up question mark.
Ras up question mark.
As in, are we getting absolutely
and we are getting right.
We always, I've never been with you guys without not getting knees up.
Like, it's all we do is doing. My whole life is a knees up, for yeah, God's sake.
We always have a sigh before. We're like... Do we?
Yeah,
and
do we?
And we do. And then we do. And then we do.
And indeed it was.
And indeed we
indeed
did.
Blanchard.
And indeed Blanchard. Indeed Blanchard.
Have you been out in London yet?
Yeah, I went to the gay clubs because we came during Pride last time.
They went to
what
Black
did you think of London club. Pride?
It was literally insane. Not one street is not gay. They're all gay.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a trillion people here.
Is it not? Is it like that in America? Is there a Pride in the same
ish.
Way? As in because I
but
did...
a lot of them are... Is LA Pride?
I did New York Pride, and that was fun.
That was a little
I just
crazier.
Feel like
because everyone in New York is gay, so there's
right.
That. Yeah,
but it was like the main street parade, which I felt like was quite lit. Like London don't do one like that, do they?
No, it's just
it's
every
nothing like
street,
that. It's just like
every
a pure, like a full parade.
No, there is. There's a
is
full
there?
Parade. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always used to be working on prides. Maybe I just didn't
I find
see that
it.
Bit.
I've done it a couple of times, but I find the actual parade bit. A little bit hectic, and then nowadays
for
there's
sure.
Always stuff about right down to the day. It's so shit, but it always gets hijacked by like there's worries that they're going to be like transphobic groups that are
really?
Trying to take over, and it ends up not necessarily being the most like relaxing, enjoyable experience.
Right.
Brighton, for instance, I find the parade feels still a bit more like community
okay.
And like less having just because a million extra people ascend on the City of London on Pride Day.
It was like a lot
so
of people.
Security
it's
wise,
lot.
It's insane.
It was like, fun though.
Yeah.
And then we ended up at Ministry of Sound, which
ooh.
Is
which is the is by the
is
way
so
the
crazy.
Least gay place to go.
I did
it
a Ministry of Sound
gay.
Gay thing
at
for
Pride.
My birthday a few years ago and I didn't enjoy it.
It was gay night. For
was
sure.
It?
Well, it would, yeah, for specific.
But, yeah, but
Pride,
was it? Was it uns uns?
It was so I couldn't hear. I couldn't. No, I. It was. Yeah, Pride was great.
Oh, so you loved it?
We had a great time. It was our pregame for the Blackpink concert at Hyde Park. So, right, priorities.
Yeah.
Black bada bing, bada boom.
Okay,
boom, boom.
Right, it's right.
But what, where do you think is a better place to party, LA or London?
Oh my God.
Tell me now.
Honestly, London. You because
here, really? Well,
okay. We stay open past midnight.
It might be because, yeah,
that.
But it also might be because we're foreigners and, like, people were, like, interested in talking to us. In
okay.
LA, like, I could literally be like, hi, and literally slap me in the face.
It is,
like,
it is a friendlier city, I will
yeah,
say.
Yeah, it was
like.
Really, really exciting. And you guys have
yeah.
A big container, so like, I can, like, walk around with, like, a little...
Can you not do that?
Bevy.
You can't do that?
Oh, you'll get arrested on the spot in this California. Absolutely.
Really?
Vegas is the only, like, state...
As in, you can't... Yeah, but wait.
Vegas being a city, Nevada being the state.
I
you
swear
said you were
we're
good at geography, right?
In it. Yeah, in it. I swear we're not even allowed to walk around
on
with
tubes,
drinks.
You're not, technically, but no one actually polices it.
Yeah, fine.
If Diana sure. Can have a little M&S tinny.
Tea, yes. Lord knows.
We had our little Smirnoff Cokes, which you guys have here.
Smirnoff.
We don't have...
Smirnoff Cokes.
We don't have those in America. Only here.
You don't have tinnies in the same way.
No, not like you can walk in, grab a little
they just have
flavored drink.
Yeah. That's it.
I am so over seltzers.
And our M&S cocktails here are so strong. They're like 10% in a can.
You gotta show me.
Yeah, you'll actually love
them. I'm not gonna lie, Brits have the monopoly on tinnies.
And do you know what else?
If there's one thing we can do, it's tinnies.
Tinnies.
I was gonna say,
also,
I can go for a drink after this, you guys want.
Obviously, we will.
But that and compared to the rest of Europe, maybe America's all right, but our sandwiches in supermarkets are really good. Like Spain,
yes.
France, we go in and they're like the really minging ones at the back of boss man shops that have been there for a week.
What, they're all like that in America?
I can't remember. America, I don't think their pre-made sandwiches are that good.
Nothing is good in America.
No, ours, we actually like take that
really?
For granted.
We don't even have TikTok anymore.
That's not true.
Oh, girl.
This TikTok thing is
because
scary in America.
Mama, because our priorities are, you know, it's like the homeless population, the wealth gap, and then TikTok is on top. Yeah, no. It's horrifying. I don't know.
But as long as guns are okay, then no one cares.
Thank God.
And that's an interesting conversation for next week.
Just, and let's talk about politics.
Politics with the CEO. I think you did pretty good. I'm proud of you.
I can use my comments.
I think by the end of this weekend, you're going to be even better.
I'm going to be living like, yeah. Oh, you're a champ. You want to go to the main?
What? What?
You've lost all cognitive ability.
Sometimes that's what you guys sound like to me. Especially, okay.
Also, because we talk our own language, you kind of just
if we talk like fast, I can understand why we sound like that.
Yeah, yeah. Some of your voice memos, I'm like, huh? What did she just
say? Oh, really?
Oh, my God, I love it. I love like, not knowing at all what you're saying, and then the last 7 minutes, you're just like, I love you, and I miss you. And, yeah, I love you. But other than that, I got no information.
Friends from across the globe.
Look at us. I know, when are you guys coming back to America? And where's your favorite place to go?
Do you know, we adored Chicago.
Really?
I've only been really once, but Chicago.
It just felt, it was like...
Chicago felt like New York.
But clean.
But not smelling of shit.
It's a nice time of year. Did we go like April, yeah, May, so it was really lovely, crisp, yeah, weather.
And like slightly less in-your-face busy.
The Midwestern, yeah, people are lovely.
People, yeah. No.
People are nice. No one's a knob.
No. Yeah. I really like Chicago. Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot that we've not done, though. There's a lot of places I'd like. I'd like to go to Seattle. I'd like to
Boston. You've got to do North Carolina and actually spend more time. It's... I couldn't even get through the sentence. We're going to do, next time you guys come, we're going to do Wisconsin.
I want to go.
We're going to do. We're gonna,
well,
do,
I would like to go to Milwaukee because it's where she's from in Bridesmaids.
Wait, you're from Milwaukee?
Okay, but Milwaukee's in Wisconsin.
I was going
to
say that.
There's loads of places that we haven't been to that I really want to go to.
Yeah, I really want to go to New Orleans.
Yes.
When goes to New Orleans.
Oh, no. Yeah, that NOLA would be crazy. I've never done it.
We might.
Really, you would go to Texas.
Girl,
well,
it's built for you.
What, New Orleans?
Like, New Orleans is so
you. Take your tits out and then they throw things at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll feel right at home.
As in, like, when you throw things when like gifts? Or like
gifts.
As bad things.
When you're in Portugal and you got all those pennies thrown at you whilst we were walking,
I got pelted with coins by the waitress.
Because she was a cow.
She was awful. And I don't know what I did to her.
No, it was, we were waiting for the bill.
She started throwing euros at me like this.
No. Really bad. We were waiting for the bill for about...
It was bad.
20, 30 minutes.
Oh, yes.
And it was... We were there for like half an hour. And we kept being like, please, can we have the bill? Please, can we have the bill? And I was like, at what point? Like, I don't know what the custom is here, but in the UK, like, if you've asked the bill like 3 or 4 times, you're literally like... I'm gonna leave. Like, this is ridiculous.
100%.
Like, we're trying to pay. We go up to the thing and they'll be like, sit down, we'll bring it over. They never did. They were just sitting there having a fag, whatever. So,
did you call me?
Quite slay, actually.
Did you call me?
Who said that?
And so we were like, do you know what? This is ridiculous. We left a fair bit of the money on the table.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think we left more than it because the whole point was we walked off, she brought the change from it. But because we didn't then take it from the table,
yes,
she walked
that's
off, she
what happened.
Throwing it.
Yeah, that was it. She started throwing them at me.
The waitress picked up these coins.
Bareback coins,
them
just like this. And I was like, what?
Actually quite slay in hindsight.
That's everything.
Yeah.
We should have filmed it.
Yeah, we should have.
Your next Jack and Ash travel should be like to Arizona or like Utah or somewhere like so
Utah,
miserable.
Salt Lake City. I'd actually love that.
Oh, should we?
Mormonism tease.
Yeah. And then you
oh, really? Is that what Utah is?
You know, I lived in Utah fully.
Yeah.
That's when I took my professional dance contract.
Videos from that.
Oh, my God. I have a fan in the room. This is so exciting.
The only one.
No, I literally lived in Utah. And it
you
was
lived in Utah? I did not
and
know
then
that.
He quit because he couldn't bear it.
It was my first professional dance contract out of college. And it was...
Right.
It was Mary Poppins in an amphitheater. Right.
In an amphitheater.
I had one line. Do you want to hear it? Mr. Banks is here. And I did it every night, and I ate it up.
No!
They go, let's choose the one from the ensemble with the gayest voice, and let's put him on stage in Utah saying one line. I'm like, you guys should have just hit me in the back at that point. I don't know what we were thinking.
That is killing
me. It's crazy. The culture, they have, like, soda culture in Utah, where, like, the moms will, like, rope drop, which, like, that's a Disney thing. Rope drop is, like, getting there before it opens and, like, waiting.
Rope drop.
You rope drop the soda shop, and then they'd get, like, a 40-ounce Diet Dr. Pepper with creamer, coconut,
no,
lemon.
No, that's scary.
Crazy.
That is scary to me. I can't.
There's Starbucks orders and stuff that you see on TikTok.
Yeah.
Of people being like, da-da-da-da, this, 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 and this. Honestly, the craziest thing here is us being like, no cream, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, it's
I'd be
also,
Shamu,
though. We don't have creamer.
I'm a big cream boy.
Yeah, cream. What's cream? Or just cream. I'm a big cream boy.
it's like milk with sugar.
Write it down. I'm a cream boy.
Put that on the offender.
I'm just a girl.
Oh, God.
Maybe, I fear we've lost the plot now.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we should.
No, God, we're a mess.
We're a mess. Let's round this up. Guys, I hope you enjoyed that unbelievably chaotic episode. Lord knows the next one will be a debrief of our weekend, which will be either at the top or not on the ofrenda at all. We're not sure yet.
We'll even make it out.
We're either walking away married or we're never speaking to each other again.
Or we're never speaking again, yes. But with that being said, Shay Durazzo, I love you. Thank you for coming on. Jack.
Yeah, you get the fuck out of here.
Guys, thank you so much. Like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Please leave me 5 stars if you're listening. Every little helps. Mwah! Love me, lips me, tell your nan, tell your granddad, tell the US of America to watch Antics with Ash. Mwah! Goodbye.
You better.